have called if you say bring them or something, but you do ordinarily you don't catch them at night.
Do the catfish get very big around here?
Well, they get the way, I'd say 4 and 5 pounds, about as big as I ever seen.
Have you ever seen some of these big catfish that are caught around dams? They say those things get huge.
No, I haven't, but I've heard of a few fish that folks have put in ponds and feed them, and they get to 7 or 8 pounds, but I never have.
Well, these catfish that go around dams, some people say those things get up around 60 to 100 pounds.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see a catfish that big.
I would, too.
What about some of the kinds of seafood you get around here?
Well, right in Bullock now, you wouldn't get anything but a fish, some sort of fish, but now you imagine we can
get it in the market somewhere.
Yeah, market, oysters, and shrimp.
Talking about shrimp, you might say, well, I need to go down to the store to get a few pounds of that stuff. What would you ask him for?
Shrimp. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call those little animals that make that croaking sound? Stay around ponds?
Frogs.
Mm-hmm. Are there different types of frogs around here?
Yeah. What they call a toad frog. That don't stay in the water much. And then there are bullfrogs. Mm-hmm. And the bullfrog grows to be pretty good size, and they eat the legs of them.
Uh-huh.
But the toad frog, I don't reckon it's fitting for anything on the feed him shot or something. When I was a kid, I used to take them and take a shell and cut and get the shot out of it.
Uh-huh.
And he'd set off out there, and you roll that shot to him. Mm-hmm. And he'd eat so many he couldn't move. Margaret, hand me some matches, please, ma'am, or some sort. I come off and didn't bring them. And, yeah, you could load him up, and he'd eat them till he couldn't hop.
Did you ever read that Mark Twain story about that frog, the jumping frog of Calaveras County?
No, no ring in
the ear. It was about a frog that was supposed to be a champion jumper, and somebody challenged the fella to a jumping contest, but he fed this guy's frog a bunch of shot without the guy knowing it. Of course, the frog couldn't move when it came time to jump. He won.
Yeah.
Do you have any of these little tiny kinds of frogs that are supposed to come out after a rain?
Mm-hmm. I call them a green frog.
Green frog? I don't guess they're good for much of anything, are they?
No, they'll get around on flowers or in a tree. They'll go up a tree.
Yeah.
But I don't reckon they're good. I imagine they eat some sort of insect.
Yeah. What about some of the things that you would use for bait when you go fishing?
Well, they use earthworm, what I call a wiggler. Mm-hmm. And they use a catawba worm that comes certain times of the year and just eats the leaves of a catawba tree, and then crickets.
Those catawba worms are supposed to be pretty good for catfish too, aren't
they?
What do you call this animal that has a hard shell, you know, and it can pull its head inside its legs?
Turtle.
What about the different types of turtles that you have around here?
Well, we got a soft shell and a hard shell. Turtle is the only two that I know of.
Is the one that specifically lives around the water?
Well, both of them lives around the water.
They do?
Mostly.
Do you have one that's just strictly a land turtle?
No, we got something like a turtle. And we got a small turtle, too, a land turtle. Because I've seen them cross the road and